33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. So far, more than 4,000 organisms in the United States have tested positive for the UK variant of the coronavirus. I say organism because that figure doesn't include just humans. It also accounts for a dog and a cat from Brazos County. The pets are the first two recorded animals to contract the UK variant of the virus, a discovery that was made in part by Sarah Hamer. She's a professor of epidemiology, a veterinarian, and the principal investigator for the Texas A&M COVID-19 and Pets study, and she joins us now on The Standard. Professor, welcome to the broadcast.
Thanks so much for having me.
What's the significance of finding this UK variant of the coronavirus in a dog and cat from Brazos County?
Well, on one hand, this is the first time that this particular variant of concern has been found in any animal worldwide, to our knowledge. And so it's noteworthy from that respect. But on the other hand, it's not unexpected in the sense that as this UK variant is just growing in terms of its prevalence in the human community, we fully expect that there might be some spillover back into our domestic animals.
What do we know about how animals contract and transmit COVID-19? Is it any different from how it spreads among humans?
We're actively studying that. We think from the household animal work so far, most of our evidence of infected pets is evidence of pets becoming infected from humans in the household. But we're really interested to know if there's onward transmission from the animals, for example, from one animal to another, or potentially from an animal to a human.
I see. Now, given that there's this UK variant of the coronavirus in a dog and a cat, is there any way of extrapolating that to what might be, I mean, these are two cases in animals, but is there any way of extrapolating that to know or get a sense of just how widespread the UK variant might be in the human population?
Yeah, for many different diseases that can infect both animals and humans, there's, you know, established networks where we can use animals as sentinels or, you know, signals in the environment to learn more about risk areas for humans or what might be happening in humans. But with COVID-19, there's so much human testing ongoing as well, and human testing is far more common than testing our dogs and cats. So right now, it's just a parallel investigation looking at the animals, and then the human investigation is ongoing as well. And we're hoping to couple together data from the animals, for example, the genome sequences of the UK variant, with data from the humans to try to look for similarities or differences.
And the idea would be how this research could be used to keep humans safer from the coronavirus, I presume.
Yeah, absolutely. So both keeping humans safe and learning how to keep our animals safe as well.
What sort of symptoms do animals suffer from if they have this UK variant? Is it would you notice it? Would you be able to spot it in your own animal?
Well, right now we have a sample size of 2 to work off of, and what we've learned is that these pets were sneezing for up to a few weeks. And that stopped, and the animals are doing great now. Nothing that required any veterinary attention. But from our broader study, which has been going on since last June, we've sampled over 450 animals, and we've confirmed SARS-CoV-2 infections in over 60 of those animals. And actually, any, you know, clinical signs of disease were pretty rare. It was less than a quarter of the animals that had some kind of disease sign that their owner reported, and that was either diarrhea, coughing, sneezing, runny eyes, or most commonly just being a little bit lazier than usual.
Do you have to quarantine animals the same way that you would quarantine humans? I presume so. What I'm wondering is, if you find this UK variant in two animals in Brazos County, I presume you quarantine those animals, but do you quarantine people as well? And how do you deal with all that?
Yeah, so if we confirmed an infection of the UK variant or any type of SARS-CoV-2 in an animal, and if we were able to get that information quick enough within a couple weeks of collecting the sample, the swab, then absolutely, you know, quarantining and isolating those animals would be some of the public health guidelines to prevent the animals from potentially infecting other animals or getting out into the community. But for a research project, the timeline is often a little bit slower, so we don't necessarily get confirmation of, you know, a positive infection status until about the time that isolation window would be over. But in general, yeah, just like a positive human, when they get their diagnosis, if there's a positive pet, we would recommend isolating that pet.
Sarah Hamer is the principal investigator for the Texas A&M COVID-19 and Pets Study. Professor Hamer, thanks so much for speaking with us on The Standard. We certainly do appreciate it.
Thanks for your interest in the work.